While so much attention is focused on Iraq, concerns and tensions in North Korea are also building. This week, White House officials admitted and then later denied that the U.S. was resigned to having North Korea possess nuclear weapons. The Bush administration has publicly refused to hold talks with North Korea, but there have been reports of unofficial contacts between the two countries. Still, the White House is holding out for a multilateral solution to the crisis. Joseph Nye joins us. Mr. Nye is dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard and author of The Paradox of American Power. He joins us in our studios. Mr. Nye, thanks for being back with us.
Good to be here.
And multilateralism, does it have a better chance in North Korea than so far it seemed to have in Iraq?
Well, I think we want to do two tracks. We want to get the Chinese, the Japanese, the Russians, the South Koreans involved, which is the multilateral approach. Mm-hmm. But we're also faced with the difficulty of the North Koreans, if they say they want to talk to us directly, and given that they are the ones who are about to make nuclear weapons, we ought to do both, and we ought to start with the bilateral.
Mr. Nye, from your experience, help us understand why neighboring states in the region, who would seem to have the most to lose, certainly immediately if North Korea began to arm itself with nuclear weapons, why they have been reluctant to be any kind of conduit.
Well, the big question is China, who is the biggest supplier of aid to North Korea from outside. And China has conflicting objectives here. They don't want North Korea to develop nuclear weapons because they fear that could spread to Japan developing nuclear weapons. On the other hand, they don't want North Korean regime to collapse, and they don't want South Korea or American troops on Chinese borders.
So much of the presentation of the administration's point of view seems to be to urge people not to get carried away with all this. And I'm wondering how you understand policy there.
Well, I think the reason the administration doesn't want things to be carried away is because you can't do two crises at the same time. I think the administration wants to put this on the back burner while they deal with Iraq.
Let me ask about the whole idea of sitting down. Is there a term of art to be observed, the difference between sitting down? Sitting down maybe implies just talking. Negotiating implies give and take. Is there anything to give?
Well, I think there's something that the North Koreans want very badly, which is a guarantee that we're not about to attack them. And there's something we want very badly, which is they don't take the plutonium out of the spent fuel rods that are in their pools at Yongbyon, which if they reprocess them will give them plutonium, which they can sell to Al-Qaeda or to others. I think what we should do is say, if you freeze your reprocessing, we will give you a guarantee not to attack you as long as that freeze is there. Then we can sit down and start negotiating about a whole series of other things, and we should also then try to aim eventually to get to multilateral negotiations as well as bilateral.
It seems if North Korea has gotten attention from the U.S. government in a way it hasn't in X number of years at this particular point, because it's on the verge of developing nuclear weapons. Overall, what motive would they have for giving away the most powerful card they've ever played?
Well, I think the only incentive for the North Koreans is survival of their regime. And right now they're in desperate economic circumstances. If they felt that there were two paths, one of which was they go on their nuclear weapons path and they're going to wind up with sanctions against them, without access to outside resources, and eventual collapse. The other path is they do a deal where they freeze their nuclear program and they have recognition, a non-attack guarantee, and access to assistance from South Korea, Japanese resources, and so forth. We can make one path look very attractive and the other look very unattractive. I think that's the best prospect we have.
Joseph Nye, dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of the book The Paradox of American Power. Thanks very much.
Nice to be with you.